Harper Audio presents Bitter Brew, The Rise and Fall of Anheuser-Busch and America's Kings of Beer by William Nadelsieder. Read by Peter Burkrot. Prologue. August is not feeling well. In the grand ballroom of the Hyatt at Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., on the afternoon of May 13, 2008, several hundred Anheuser-Busch distributors sat in rows of uncomfortable chairs, restlessly awaiting the arrival of August Busch IV, the 43-year-old president and CEO of Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, America's premier brewery. The fourth, as he was commonly called in the industry, was 20 minutes late, and no one from the company had appeared with an explanation for the delay. The distributors were among 1,200 beer professionals from around the world attending the 18th annual National Beer Wholesalers Association Brewers Legislative Conference. This year's three-day event coincided with the 75th anniversary of the repeal of Prohibition, and Anheuser-Busch had taken the opportunity to schedule a separate meeting with its distributors, the independent operators who, by a law passed in Prohibition's wake, serve as the middlemen between the brewery and retailers. There was much to talk about. Beer sales were on the decline globally, and the industry was weathering a period of rapid consolidation that threatened AB's century-long dominance. In the past few years, Milwaukee's Miller Brewing had merged with London-based South African breweries to form...